This year's trip to Weary Housing continued a relationship that we've had with this community for many years. The dorms where we stayed are covered with signature and artwork to show the teams that came to work before us. In the video, you saw some of the designs our senior youth have created for the teams, and the last slide was the one created this year by Kara and Bailey, this year's seniors. They mark how we have come for a short time, but have left our mark for our love for God and his people who reside there. The community is owned by a co-op and offers affordable housing. It's maintained by a nonprofit group called Community Servants. The mission statement of this nonprofit is love God, love people, serve others. The directors, Steve and Tiffany, met us our first night we arrived, and they shared their vision that God had given them for that community. They want it to be a safe place where people can live, love, and serve one another with the love of God at the center of all they do. They shared that the community had been a place for gangs, drugs, and other harmful activities. The co-op came in, began cleaning out and cleaning up. They prayed and asked God to let them claim the place for him once again. They also shared that they wanted the teams, like ours, that come to not only do the physical work, but spiritual work as well. They encouraged us to pray as we work and engage with the residents. And our team did just that as they painted houses, created a new sidewalk for an elderly resident, mowed lawns, baked and delivered cookies to the youngest and oldest in the community, hauled, burnt, and maintained a large brush fire. We worked alongside the interns and staff of Community Servants. In fact, we opened the dorm we were staying in to them so they could share meals and we could share stories about how God has called us into places and how he has touched our lives. We helped host a neighborhood cookout with another team, had morning and nightly devotion and worship time together. We worked hard at making improvements to the community and getting to know the residents so that they knew God loved them, and so did we. We heard and saw over and over again from the people who had been there for over 20 years how they cared for one another and those who came in to work alongside them to help maintain this very special and holy place. We were the recipients of love and generosity. I struggled to find the adequate words to tell you the admiration, respect, and awe that I have for our 9 youngest members of our team. I saw them work so hard, and they did so much, and with such a maturity of their faith. There are times in all of our lives when our faith can feel a bit thin, especially when we hear and see how callously and maliciously we can treat one another in our society. Every night, we would share the ways we saw God, our God sighting, as Angela calls it in VBS. And these kids would share their thoughts about God, and it would blow me away. These 9 youth are such a sign to me that God is with us, moving and doing incredible things through them. It filled me with such hope, and I pray seeing the pictures and hearing their stories will do the same for you. Our devotion for Friday, before we wrote our testimonies that you'll soon hear, came from today's reading. Paul writes in Colossians that the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world. Well, your Messiah missionaries help the gospel bear fruit and grow in Weary Housing Community in Smyrna, Tennessee. They share the love they have for God in the sweat and the labor, in some tears and frustration, and in the fun and laughter. Our reading in Luke reminds us what Jesus commands all of us to do, and it sums up what our week was like perfectly. Love the Lord your God with all your strength, with your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. This is what we did and what we received from our neighbors in the Weary community. But here's what I want each and every one of you out there to know. We could not have gone to represent the church and God if it wasn't for our Church and Messiah family. Your love, support, and prayers were felt before and during the trip. There were times I would think of you back here and just knew you were praying for us in that moment. The connection was that strong. But more than just this week, the love you pour out every week made each of us eager to go and share that love with others. So from each of us on the team, thank you for the way you love us so that we could go on this trip and change the world with Jesus. One child, one person, one family, and one community in Smyrna, Tennessee at a time. I'd like to invite our missionaries who are going to share their testimony to come up, please.
Good morning. This is my sixth mission trip with the Church of the Messiah, and the third time that I've had the blessed chance to go to the Weary Housing Project to work alongside community servants. Another awesome team of kids and chaperones, and everyone returned without losing any major appendages, which was the real goal of the trip. So what did we achieve? Lots of love-driven, hard effort, making the lives of the residents a little more comfortable, while helping the community servants further their mission to love God, love people, and serve others. Some of you may be wondering why these trips make a difference or the infamous so what factor. The first thing to consider and take heart in is that some of your youth voluntarily gave them themselves time, effort, and heart to go on a 12-hour each-way trip to serve their neighbor with no expectation of reward or gain. It truly is a measure of selflessness and love when you do for others who have no ability or capacity to repay you or reciprocate in kind. This trip was even more fulfilling than the previous two trips to Worry because we interacted more with the residents this time in many more personal ways. The team baked cookies, which they delivered to all of the elderly residents, along with every child that we passed by as we drove around the neighborhood. Just this simple gesture allowed friendships to be made and smiles to be shared as we shared our love and the love of Christ with all that we could. We also were blessed to team with another group from a Knoxville Baptist church in hosting a community cookout on our last evening there. It was spiritually and emotionally uplifting while being bittersweet as the last official event of our time in Smyrna. The answer to the so what is just what we heard in today's gospel lesson, Luke 10:27. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbors yourself. And of course, the Good Samaritan story. We have so many opportunities daily to take the extra step and follow Christ's command to love our neighbor and be the Good Samaritan. I know it's sometimes uncomfortable or inconvenient, but it is what God expects and requires of us besides loving him. Thank you once again for the prayers and support you showed us and for trusting us to be your representatives in being the hands and feet of Christ and showing our neighbors the love we have as a church family for them. You made a difference. Now keep it going.
Good morning. My name's Chelsea, and this is my fifth mission trip, and I'd like to show you guys how I saw God this week in Smyrna, Tennessee. This week was very good, but it was also hot and sweaty and tiring, but all of us were still out there all day in the weather and not complaining and doing everything that needed to be done. God showed himself to me this week through the community when we were painting the new teen center for all the teens to come together and do worship in small groups. There's a family that is living right next door to that. And the dad came home from work and had a huge smile on her face after seeing that we had been working there all day. While we were taking a break with our intern Cole, when he was talking to us, the family next door, the dad and his son Daniel, who was only two or three, came out and they both were holding as many water bottles as they could for us. And about 10 minutes later, Daniel came out with a bowl of freshly cut watermelon his dad had put together. But these people only have as much as they can afford, and on top of that, all the bills and everything else they had to pay. So just seeing that they are thankful for all the things that we would see as normal things here, daily things that are easy to get done, they're so thankful for us and other groups coming up and helping. Another way I saw God this week was through each other, just getting closer with each other and growing in faith with one another. We would all sit and just talk about how we saw God daily and just how he showed himself, and even though it was tough because we were all tired at the end of the week, everyone pushed through and there was no complaining. Everything we did, from mowing lawns, painting window seals, painting houses, burning the big burn pile that just had all sorts of twigs and dead branches and trees, and just pushing through the heat from the big flames helped the community so much, and I'm so thankful I was able to go on this trip this year and serve and help others while growing with God.